Do you want some of this? Marion says. She's holding out the jar of chocolate spread. He presses his hands down slightly further into his pockets, as if trying to store his entire body in his pockets all at once. No, thanks, he says.
Did you get your French results today?
Yesterday. He puts his back against the fridge and watches her lick the spoon. In school, he and Marianne affect not to know each other. People know that Marianne lives in the white mansion with the driveway and that Connell's mother is a cleaner, but no one knows of the special relationship between these facts.
I got an A1, he says.
What did you get in German?
An A1, she says.
Are you bragging?
You're gonna get 600, are you? She shrugs.
You probably will, she says.
Well, you're smarter than me. Don't feel bad. I'm smarter than everyone.
Marianne is grinning now. She exercises an open contempt for people in school. She has no friends and spends her lunchtimes alone reading novels. A lot of people really hate her. Her father died when she was 13, and Connell has heard she has a mental illness now or something. It's true, she is the smartest person in school. He dreads being left alone with her like this, but he also finds himself fantasizing about things he could say to impress her. You're not top of the class in English, he points out. She licks her teeth, unconcerned.
Maybe you should give me grinds, Connell, she says.